Remote living is a compelling concept for some, and Fogo Island in Canada's Newfoundland and Labrador province is one of the most remote places in the country. The island's inn capitalizes on that distance, providing rooms for travelers who desire to escape while also helping the local economy and residents. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. In this episode, Paul Logothetis hops on a ferry to find out more about the Fogo Island Inn.
Fogo Island's rugged, windswept landscape comes alive in the loneliest of locations thanks to an unlikely source, its rocks. Rocks are everywhere on this remote island, which sits off the east coast of Newfoundland and one of the most remote places in Canada. For local resident Zita Cobb, the rocks always helped to illuminate these barren surroundings. They were an important distraction during her childhood, which she says was akin to 19th century living conditions, with no running water and no electricity. And even when the cod fishing industry, which represented the lifeblood of the island and the province for hundreds of years, collapsed in the late 1960s, these same rocks brought solace. They were essential for remembering loved ones, too.
Fogo Island is a rocky place. You just have to make friends with the rocks, because the rocks remember everything, and they can help you remember. And I thought, well then, that changes everything. And I really took up an active program of making friends with rocks, which I still do.
So it is without surprise that these rocks are among the marvels to make up the physical and spiritual essence of the Fogo Island Inn. Zita Cobb made millions in the tech industry before cashing out to invest in her roots. She's one of the driving forces behind the Canadian charity Shorefast, which established the luxury inn a decade ago. Zita Cobb explains that the directive given to Newfoundland-born and Norway-based architect Todd Saunders was to design a property that would stand for a century while respecting the island's natural environment and population of 2,500 people.
The brief that we gave Todd for this project was super simple. It was, please figure out how to express in contemporary architecture what we have learned in 400 years of clinging to this rock.
The local link to cod was a clear theme and is part of the name Shorefast, a word which acts as a symbol of the island's heritage. Shorefast is the mooring used to attach a traditional cod trap to the shore. To Cobb, it symbolizes a belief in the importance of holding on to community and culture.
I think that really set us off on this journey of looking back in our own communities and our own cupboards and our own histories, what was here. Because the thing to remember about places like Fogo Island is that they have suffered because of the pressure that has been brought and the near collapse of the cod stocks that our culture is derived from. And so that has caused a severing of people from place and really set up the horrible possibility that we would actually lose culture, because culture is something, obviously not something you have, but something that you do. And so we became very preoccupied with picking up the threads that may have been dropped and weaving them into something else.
Today, this active cultural project, which took 8 years to create, is celebrating a decade of existence in which it has helped reshape the island as much as provide visitors with a window into its hospitable soul. Getting to Fogo requires a flight, a drive, and a ferry ride, but once you arrive, the Nordic-style inn imposes itself, suddenly emerging like a boat from the Atlantic Ocean. The four-story, 43,000-square-foot inn perched on stilts was designed to disappear in atmospheric conditions, with the paint color of cumulus intentionally chosen to accentuate this effect. The front door quickly stands out upon arrival, with its exaggerated red handles. As soon as you touch it, you know you are entering a different place. The exterior landscape is rather bare, and austerity accentuates your welcome to the inn, with a big fireplace and wood stove welcoming guests and conveying the feel of a traditional and contemporary Newfoundland home. The restraint melts away when you reach your room, where a riot of colors overwhelms the guest. Locally woven quilts, caribou-inspired wallpaper, and breathtaking views of the ocean are the reason. Nothing is random here. Every room enjoys a view to the North Atlantic coastline, where binoculars allow you to better spot migrating whales or glaciers floating by, sometimes with a polar bear aboard.
For a guest, I think when you're in that room, you will feel all of the necessities of quiet, of connection to physical geography that's right there, to the culture of the place, because everything you touch, you know somebody made it here. And the rooms have, I mean, the quilts themselves are powerful expressions, exuberant expressions.
Fogo Island Inn is unique for reasons beyond its sustainable ethos and physical location. It has its own water treatment plant to process sewage. 80% of the cuisine is from locally sourced foods, including the businesses, which have been supported by Shorefast. These microlender funds have, for example, helped to establish a greenhouse that supplies the inn's lettuce and greens. The island is also dotted with studios as part of Fogo Island Arts, where revamped heritage homes have been transformed to offer artist residencies. The inn holds an art gallery, cinema, library, and gathering spaces for its guests. Some may raise their eyebrows looking at room rates ranging in the thousands of dollars at an inn with 29 rooms. But Shorefast is transparent about where the money goes, and Cobb likens it to throwing a pebble into a pond as the inn looks to accentuate socially conscious travel moving forward.
I think the inn has a lot to contribute to the wayfinding we're all trying to do around, you know, what is hospitality, what is tourism, and how do we do it? Because I think we are living through a time that tourism is in grievous danger of losing its social license. And it's not just mass tourism, but it's the wrong kind of tourism. And so I think we have been an early contributor to that conversation by the creation of the inn. And over the next 10 years, I really look forward to seeing those ripples touch other communities. And I know from my own out in the world, talking to people who are in the tourism sector, who are doing it right in other places, we're starting to have a network of people learning from each other, and I find that super energizing.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Paul Logothetis and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.